Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Concussion Talk Podcast. I'll be talking to Jim Scott, who I first heard on Jim Blanchett's podcast, and we'll be talking about it. I really want to talk to him. So we'll be talking about his message, his severe brain injury, and more, and his recovery in New Hampshire and Boston, and about the Kremples. The Kremples Brain Injury Center, so that's in New Hampshire, and he is a big fan of that place. So we'll have a very interesting conversation. So please stay tuned for that. And before I start, I want to thank my sponsor, HeadCheck Health. HeadCheck Health bridges gaps in concussion care through simple, powerful technology. Join organizations like the Canadian Football League, Track Factory Racing, the Canadian Junior Hockey League, Eastern Washington University, and Employee Law Canada, who rely on HeadCheck to boost communication and optimize care. Visit HeadCheckHealth.com for more. And please, you can subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you get podcasts, so whether that be Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Good Pods, Stitcher, wherever else, Google, whatever else. And please check out the advertisers on my own page. So at the advertisers at www.concussiontalk.com. Thank you very much. And here's Jim Scott. Okay. I'm with Jim Scott now, and Jim Scott is an author, a TBI survivor, and a motivational / cautionary speaker. So he's going to speak to all of that. But so first of all, just who is Jim Scott like? So can you tell me, because as I mentioned to you beforehand, I heard you on the TBI Therapist podcast, and I really liked how you just described your, like, that's a bad term, bad way to say it, but I appreciate how you said, how you described your injury and what happened and stuff. So could you start off with that? Like, how did you become a TBI driver and do your steps?
All right, cool. So thanks for having me. I'm 40 now, but when I was 23, I had gotten a really bad car accident. I was drinking, driving, I was partying, and I drove into the woods. And I don't remember anything from about the middle of June 2006, and then I woke up August 10th. My accident was July 4th.
Wow.
So I had a diffuse axonal injury. So it's,
I think that's what I had too.
Yeah, so it's, you know, scattered around.
Yeah.
The brain basically shook inside my skull, and a lot of damage to the frontal lobe on the right side predominantly. So I have some left side weakness and, you know, hemiparesis, mm-hmm. but I've had an amazing recovery. I've been really blessed. So recovery, as I'm sure you know, the brain injury is not like anything else. It's not like a broken bone.
Yeah.
Where you're just like 6 weeks in a cast, you're good to go. It's kind of like, you know, it sounds depressing, like, but when the brain cells die, they die.
Yeah.
And they don't So you have to recruit other parts of your brain, like neuroplasticity, to do the same tasks. So that took a long time, like rewiring, and I had a lot of eSTEM electric braces and stuff like that. I mean, to the point, like now, like honestly, like I still have, I have a limp and reduced strength on my left side, and my fine motor skills and my dude, my left side are really, really pretty poor. But I don't, there's really nothing about me physically that stands in the way of me living a normal life. So I'm really blessed in that regard. But a lot of the stuff that is a consistent challenge is, the emotion regulation, the executive functioning, so the working memory, organization, initiation, like stuff like that, that you don't really notice until something happens or something's difficult, it's, but really the big thing for me though is, I mean, I have an amazing family and extremely supportive. I have a younger brother who is 4.5 years younger than me, and 15 months before my accident, he had a spinal cord injury, which was really, really shook my family up. Obviously, he's paraplegic. He's doing great. He's in a wheelchair, but he's married. He's a high school teacher. He does amazing. But then I had my accident. It's kind of like a broken, like it was like, you got to be kidding, this happened again. I can only imagine what my family went through. But so it was kind of, in a weird way, my family had some experience with the whole rehabilitation community, and I had unbelievable services. I was really blessed, and I moved in with my parents after I got out of the hospital, the rehab hospital. I was in the hospital overall for 3 months.
You're in Boston, right?
Oh yeah, I was at Beth Israel in Boston Medical ICU.
You're in New Hampshire.
I live in southern New Hampshire though, right on the
Okay.
Portsmouth, New Hampshire is in the little seacoast here, right on the
Okay.
border of Maine. It's a beautiful area. I love it here.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
so I moved out. When I got out of the hospital, I moved in with my parents up, and they had built a house in Cape Natick, and I did outpatient rehab. I think it was like 4 or 5 days a week for 2 years. It was
Yeah.
very intense, and I was lucky to be able to do it. My family really helped me out, supported me. They drove me there, and I made incredible progress, and I was really blessed. But I think the biggest thing that changed my life is I got plugged into a community-based day program right here in Portsmouth. It's called the Kremble Center, and
Right,
that's where
yes.
I met Dr. Jen Blanchette. And
Right.
it's just an amazing place, and I still go whenever I can. It's not like rehab, and it's not like a medical setting at all. It's more of a clubhouse, and
So
we do
can you
unbelievable.
tell us a bit more about that place? Because that place is not something we with the Brain Injury Association here, we're trying to get groups together, but I think
Yeah,
having one place is so explain just what do you do there? I'm honestly,
I'll tell you, because it's hard. It's almost hard, a little hard to explain, because it's so one of a kind, kind of like. But if the website is kremplescenter.org, KREMPELS center.org, and that has a really good explanation. But basically, what it is so there's a amazing man, his name is David Krebles, and I've become pretty friendly with him. Great guy. And he was a active builder contractor and got married, and he got rear-ended by an 18-wheeler on his honeymoon, and his wife passed away. It was horrific, and he had a severe traumatic brain injury and fortunate to be alive. But obviously, as coming back from brain injury is quite challenging, and so he went through all that and couldn't work anymore. Any financial ruins, basically. And a few years went by, and he had a settlement with the trucking company for quite a bit of money. And he took a lot of the money, and he started at the time, it was a grant giving organization called the Kremple's Brain Injury Foundation. And then he kind of realized, working with a social worker and some of the other members at the time, or the people that they'd helped, that what people really needed was social engagement and friends. And so he started a day program and meet 3 days a week, phenomenal, from 10 to 10 to 2. And so in the morning, basically, when I go, like, it's the same as it's been. It's been unbelievable. I go, and we have a morning meeting from 10:15 to 11, where we go over the day schedule, the groups, and you pick what groups you want to go to. And it's just, and then you all, there's some fun stuff too, you know, announcements, this day in history, some trivia, which is, it's fun. It's, and people are, and I remember the first day I went there, you know, I had in my head that I was fine because I had done all this rehab. I don't need anything else. And, you
Yeah,
know,
been there, yes.
little, I mean, when the first day I went there, I didn't have a license. I couldn't really walk that well. My dad had to walk me in there, and I met with a lady in a lobby. She was at the time a program coordinator. And she was like, "So what do you want to do?" I said, "I don't need any help. I just want to volunteer." And so she was like, "Well, why don't you go to the morning meeting and then we'll talk about what you think you might want to do." And when I went in the meeting, it was just like the first time I was in this environment of like people that were just living life, human beings, everyone was laughing, having a new time, friends. And I wasn't worried about my limp or like forgetting names or that I looked funny or whatever. So I just was like, you know what? I don't think I want to do anything. I want to just hang out. And, you know, I've been hanging out for like 14 years now. So it's going pretty well. But
Long
no,
hair.
so it's just an amazing place. I mean, the
Nice.
groups are anything from emotional support groups, entertainment groups, trivia groups, to art, artistic groups, like just really enrichment for, you know, quality of life. But also you don't realize, but you're like getting more social, your conversation skills, your memory, word retrieval, all these things are getting better, but you're having a good time. So it's not like therapy, you know, it's amazing. But so I still go whenever I can. It's just amazing. I've created some of the greatest friendships I have in my life at this place. So we're fortunate because in Portsmouth they have a community campus, it's called, and it's a big building. It's got to be 10,000 square feet, but it has a gymnasium, has classrooms, has a cafeteria. So it's amazing. It's like a resembles maybe like an element a good size elementary school and like all this stuff. And so it houses the whole program, and it's on the pretty good public transportation here in Portsmouth, which is great. And
That's
I
good.
was driving when I started going there, so it was right on the line, and I would go there. But it's an amazing place, and you know, it's interesting. Like I was never a good student, and I wasn't a bad kid, but I was kind of lazy. Well, I am kind of lazy even to this day. But you know, like I started doing some writing in a writing group there, and I loved it. And I was like, wow, this is really, really therapeutic. So I kept doing it, and I ended up writing a memoir about my whole experience of my life and then my accident. And it's been really a blessing. Like it opened up a lot of opportunities. I had started doing some public speaking in a group at, we have a group at Crumples called Community Education. And you basically learn how to tell your story and how it can benefit the community, and then talk about the program and what a community-based day program is and what you get out of it and stuff like that. But then my, when I would go to schools, I noticed like my story was pretty applicable to, you know, kids just starting to drive, as far as like don't drink and drive and be more responsible. And so I could use that as kind of like something that's good to come of it, you know. And like I kept doing that, and then I had my book, and it opened up a lot of opportunities. I've been really, really blessed to be able to reach a lot of people, so it's been great.
What before we, because we'll mostly talk about other stuff, but what is the name of your book so people
Well, the
can start
book's
checking it out?
called, yeah, it's called More Than a Speed Bump.
By
And
Jim.
actually, I have a website actually, morethanaspeedbump.com,
I'll put
but
that in
it's,
the
you
show
know,
notes. That's in
yeah,
that.
I can do
That'll be in
that.
the show notes. I really
Yeah,
love it.
that's great. But in on the website, I really, because I do like to write and it's enjoy it. But I feel like a lot of the stuff that even at your brain or your survivor, you're still a human being, and like people go through everything, everyone, you still go through stuff. And I've had many things happen since my accident that are just life, and like it's
You're
interesting
still
to,
living life and like.
yeah, it's just interesting to put that perspective on it and try to connect with people like that. So it's pretty cool, and that's been great. Contact a lot of people I get in touch with about the speaking I do in the community at schools or social groups, whatever, and like through the website, which has been really, really, really a gift.
No, I mean, there's so much I want to ask you Actually, I don't know, I might have thought of it as you were speaking it, that the thing too is a lot of stuff you mentioned to Dr. Blanchett in the other podcast about how like therapy can seem, it was like, oh, good, you through therapy, you meet people there, but it does feel like it's a, and though you know you like your therapists are fantastic, like mine were great too, and I'm like, you had a good family, great life support, love place to live, and great therapist, but it also is just like it is therapy. It is, if you're going to hospital kind of to, you know, it, that does, yeah, that does burn you a bit.
Well, I think the big thing is like I think it's a human being thing. I think we all want to be seen as, humans and people.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard when you're, it's of no fault of medical providers or
No.
therapists or anything, but like
But just life.
they're doing a job, and like
Yeah.
you're a client. It's like an interesting
Yeah.
relationship, like you're the project almost, and
Yeah.
like even like you can. I honestly find
Yeah.
myself like sometimes fall into that trap. Like I look at myself like I gotta get better, I gotta get better. Like, no, I need to live my life,
Yeah, exactly. And you
That's like
don't want to disappoint so and so, your therapist,
yeah,
by not doing this or not improving this much. And yeah.
it's, I mean, obviously you don't want to give up on improvement, but you need to live, and
Yeah.
it's just like you and I like to think of it as like all humans still try to better themselves in some way. They still try, they read, they try to learn new things, they might go to the gym, they might have hobbies, and that's just like at some point you gotta turn the corner from it's all about rehab and getting better to I'm living a life, like, and
Yeah.
I always say like the Krempel Center, at rehab and therapy learned taught me how to function, and at Krempel's is where I learned how to live, like
Right.
two different things,
Yeah.
watch and live. But
Yeah.
it's really been an amazing place. I mean, definitely check out the website. It's
Yeah.
amazing.
And that will also be in the show notes as well as
Great.
link to Jim's book. So Jim Scott, More Than a Speed Bump, but I'll also link to the Krempel's, so Krempels Center,
Center.
Center. So it's in Canada, with RE, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sad, but so it'll come up. They'll find it. I mean, Google is
Awesome.
smart. And but yeah, but you also mentioned people want to do new things. But you say you're very sound on the podcast. I thought it was just so obviously so right, because I'm, we're the same way we think of the stuff, and we're same background. Not same background, so even different countries. But like, that brain injury is like everything is new. Every experience, everything you play sports, being there plays for sports with the brain injury, with their disabilities and stuff. And so, should talk about that, how everything is, everything you get, all the experiences, all your skills are new now, even though they may be old skills or old habits, they're new because they're brain injury.
It's kind of that's an interesting point. Like, there's a saying that comparison is the thief of joy, and I think about
Jeez.
that a lot.
I was
And
trying to, I love that saying. I was trying to think of it. I thought it was like the death, death does have a deep is.
and I don't know, I don't even know who said it. I think a few different people have said it over the years, but it's almost
So,
impossible
yeah.
for all human beings to like not con to stop comparing.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
What it was like and what it's like, what our lives are like now. And like, oh, that was better. I'm not as good anymore. I'm not as fast. I'm not as strong. And it's really tough when you, for me, I should say, as yeah. I've gotten back to like doing a lot of the things I did when I was growing up and did before my accident, to let go of like better or worse and like comparing.
Yeah, that is
and like, I mean, sports is more of a tangible thing. Cause like, yeah. I love golf. I love the golf. Yeah. And I played golf in college, and I wasn't like Tiger Woods, but I was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then I, all of a sudden I couldn't even hold on to the club at first. And like, now yeah. I can play.
Yeah.
And if I'm always trying to like shoot the lowest score I've ever shot in my life, and otherwise I'm not happy, I'm never going to have fun, because
yeah.
I'm a realist. Chances are I'm never going to shoot the best score of my life again, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, but I can get better than I was yesterday, and I'm certainly improving.
Yeah.
And so it's fun, you know? And I think it's weird too. Like a lot of things, I mean, even like doing like 5Ks for charity, like I don't even think I can run. I don't consider it running, but I yeah. move as fast as I can, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it's, if I can get a better time than I got last year in
yeah.
a certain race, then I'm happy, you know. It doesn't really matter yeah. that it's not
yeah.
the fastest I've ever done. And like,
yeah.
that's a tough, I think, for a young person. And I mean, I don't know, for myself too, as a young guy, like I want to win things. I want awards. I want recognition.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I need to learn to like be proud of the effort and the process of getting things done and achievements, not necessarily the accolade that comes with it.
Yeah, I mean, because for me, like I was listening to, when I was 23 as well, and I played water polo, I swam as a triathlon at the time, and I swam for a triathlon for water polo, but I can't play water polo anymore, and swimming is seeing the left side of weakness as your left side, I don't know, yeah. discoordination, whatever it is, and that's and basically my swimming is a lot slower. And same thing. I'm never going to be back to my pace as I was when I was 23, but swimming every day, swimming a lot is just feels so good. It's just so good to know that you're doing something right that feels good for you, that's improving, that you're improving from your new reality. Yeah. Same thing as I never do a triathlon again because I can't run, can't bounce on a bike, but I mean, I can't, but you know what I mean? I'm swimming outside. I'm swimming in these, like, I'm doing a lot of stuff that I can't believe I'm doing. And that's just it's amazing. I mean, what place to be at this. It's weird to say that like life is not better after a brain injury, because you don't say that, but it does feel like you've kind of, well, I'm for not okay for you, but for me, it feels like I've kind of got a chance to live a second life, even though I didn't really need to. Didn't need to add that opportunity, but it is an opportunity that was presented for me, that I think differently and I look at the world entirely differently. And
I'm sorry. So you had an injury when you were 23, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of injury was it?
I was in a cycling accident. I was going down a bike, and I was across the country in Victoria, BC, and I went out the road to the woods, went to a tree, ended up in a coma for two weeks. And then then 5 months in inpatient rehab and a month, 6 weeks in hospital, inpatient rehab, and then 2 years of year and a half of outpatient rehab. That was very similar to you. Not very similar, but same trajectory. And the parents and my family have just been amazing. And my friends here and where I live and stuff. But
did you go to college or?
Yeah, I finished my grad the year before that. I went to university in Kingston, Ontario, and then I finished my grad at Queens, and I finished the year before that. And then I was doing my master's of public administration in Fort Victoria, BC at the time, and it was just a Friday night ride. And I was going to start I had already accepted the terms and stuff and set up my job in Ottawa, in the Canada's capital. And I was going to work there for 4 or 8 months and as part of the work term for my program. And I started with that. I came back to Ontario to see my friends from university. But then it all changed. And that does sound like, when I say it like that, it sounds like it was bad, but it was bad. Like, I'm not going to say it was a good thing, but I mean, it's a good thing that now that is an opportunity to look at life in a new way and just live two lives in one kind of thing. It's like
how long ago was this?
That was in 03.
03.
When I was injured. And then, almost 20 years now. It'll be 20 years in August. And, just same thing. It's like...
Yeah, it's weird, too, I find, like, a lot of times when I'll talk, be at school talking, whatever, and a kid or someone will ask me if my life's better or worse.
Yeah.
And I always think, like, I honestly can't even answer it. Like,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Different. It's different, you know, like...
Yeah.
I will say the only thing I can say for sure is everything is harder. Everything's more difficult than it used to be, but that doesn't make it worse. You know, like things are just different. And like, I don't know. The adjustment is difficult. And like, I'm a lot better than I was, but I'm not like fully used to it. Like I still have moments when I'm like, that's right. I can't run or I can't do whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But like, I don't really have anything to compare. Like I wasn't really, I'd just got out of college and I hadn't really lived an adult, like work, pay bills, like independent life. So I don't really have anything to compare it to. So this is like first go around.
Same as anime. Yeah. So it is a weird question. I was like, it's that same thing with you. Like, so where did, how's your life changed? It's like, well, I'm 20 years older than I was when I was injured. That's how it changed. And, you're 16, you were 17, you're 06, so you're 17 years.
Yeah, so it'll be
17
in July,
So you don't really know how you know you're different is that what's changed is that you've aged 17 years. But it's, and people don't want to hear, some deep. Some deep thing about how my screen is I messed up. You get a reflection on my elbow, on your head. But it's just like, it's, I find that just, I don't know what I was saying there. Just that it's like, someone that you can't say anything deep. It's just, like you said, it's different. I mean, it's not what it was, but it's been, nothing would be. You talk to anybody who's 23 and they turn 40 or 43. The life is, different for them too. So, it's not like it's just a different trajectory than you expected.
Yeah. So do you have any siblings?
I have a sister. She's in Toronto, which is 3,000 kilometers from here or so. And she's doing well, but she wasn't injured.
Is she older or younger than you?
She's 15 months older.
Well, that's funny. I have a sister that's 11 months and 3 weeks older than me.
Oh, yeah.
I'll turn 41 on July 21st, and she'll be 41 until July 29th, and then she'll be a year older than me again. That's funny, but yeah, no, it's funny.
Yeah, it's always so, I was like 2 days when she's like, hey, Tim, guess it, guess it. But the same age, like, no, we're not.
Yeah, I call on her birthday, I'll call her and go, well, all's right with the world again, you're old.
Yes, I feel.
Yeah,
so, but, yeah, so you must have a great time on her birthday.
Yeah, no, it's funny. No, we're close. So, are you close with your sister?
Oh, very close. Yeah, she's
funny how that works. Growing up, I don't know how if you guys were close growing up. Like my sister and I, we were always friendly with each other, but we weren't like friends. We didn't have any of the same friends. She was a really good student, and I was not. But and then she went to college, and we hung out a little bit, and it was like she became cool and like we became friends, you know?
Yeah.
And then now we're really good friends. I don't get to, she lives not that far away. She lives in down near Boston. So I get to see her quite a bit, but
so Boston's close to you guys. Like
I'm about here. I was in rehab in Boston for a while. Yeah. She was living in California at the time, actually.
Okay.
But now she lives in Cambridge. It's right near Boston with my, she's married with, she has two sons. So yeah, it's cool. It's fun. It's fun to see. We're going to Disney next week.
Dude, we're all at her.
My mom, my dad are taking my brother, sister, and I and all the kids to Disney, which will be fun.
Nice. Orlando?
Orlando. I'm the last single kid with no children of his own, and I still got the invite. So I'm in.
Yeah, exactly. It's just very positive. So I sent the same, like, him saying to me, I'm like, they always, you know, single, not single, but like it's similar to where I like do, you know.
So you said you were a triathlete, you said?
Yeah, well, I said, no, I think I was a main thing was a triathlon. And I did do three triathlons in 7 months. But that was actually just in a right spot to try it. So, but I was. Mainly, I was a water polo player for grade 8, so 93 till 03, so basically 10 years. So yeah. that was the sport I was hoping to get back to in the few weeks after I started my job. My new job was going to go to a water polo club, but I never had the chance, obviously, and now it's probably not going to happen for a long time if it does, if it ever does.
What do you have a job now?
No, I do podcasts and I volunteer at the Rangers Association here.
That's awesome.
And I did have a blog before this about. So.
Yeah, I was blessed. Like, I majored in economics, and I thought I was gonna like go to like New York and run the finance of the world,
hedge fund manager and stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, something like that, whatever. But like, I don't know. I like it, and I learned a lot about that. And I still follow the market and stuff, but I don't. I work for my family now. My family's in the pet food business, dog and cat food. Yeah, and it's great. Like we actually give 100% of our profits to charity, which is pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, so we donate to service dogs, brain and spinal cord injury causes. It's really cool, but it's a rewarding thing.
It is definitely. I heard you saying it last time. I think you said you had a dog. Do you have a dog?
He's the man. He's on the couch right now, staring at me. But yeah, he's a good dog. Yeah, he's 10 now. It's crazy. I got him when he was like 5 months old. I think he's so funny.
What's his name?
You know, they say dogs and their owners look like each other.
Yeah.
Well, that's true because he has gray hair and I have gray hair, but he's also alopecia and I'm going bald, so I shave my head now.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that's what you mean.
And then when I go out in the winter when it's cold out, I don't wear a coat or winter hat because I can't make him cold. So I'm like, I'm not going to do it to you, buddy.
Yeah.
But you know, it's funny though.
It's yeah.
You have any pets?
I don't have any pets, but I love dogs.
Yeah,
I live in an apartment that doesn't allow pets now.
Yeah.
So, a dog would be great. Like before, when I was in here, like I couldn't handle it because I was living, wanted to live on my own. I was living on my own in Ottawa for a bit, just took him back, connected it up. So I couldn't have dogged in just because I wasn't able to really get out. But then you need to use bathroom at like 3 a.m. I couldn't get up and help them.
Where did you grow up though?
In St. John's, Newfoundland.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's where I am now. I grew up where I am now, but I moved around Canada to go to university. Went to university in Ontario and BC, and
So now you're in Newfoundland, you said?
Yeah. Newfoundland, Labrador. Same
whole name. Yeah, you know where I went for work? Can't remember the name of the town. I believe it was Moncton.
That's in New Brunswick, yeah.
New Brunswick, yeah.
That's 1,500, 1,500 or so kilometers away.
That's a beautiful area up there, though.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's a nice area. Like, I love Newfoundland. I love my home. I love the ocean, but,
yeah,
you know, limited by what, but for now, as they say, always improving. I was trying to improve. And neuroplasticity is under, I don't know, under, what, never presented, under reported, I guess. How beneficial neuroplasticity is and how much
it does. It's amazing. Like when you think about it, I remember like when they were explaining my injury to me, the neurologist.
Yeah.
It's depressing when you hear like brain cells, they die, they don't heal.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, so I'm never going to move my arm again. I'm never going to like whatever. Mm-hmm. But then like neuroplasticity, you just create these new pathways. It's crazy.
It's wild.
And they're learning more and more about it.
I mean, it's just amazing how much we don't know about the brain, which is in our own
head. We don't know more than we know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but
it's like the Don Rumsfeld's quotes, I guess. And his quote is, he's from, like, known unknowns, unknown knowns. Unknown, no, I don't know, get on that.
Oh, the old Secretary of Defense, Don Rumsfeld.
Yeah, known knowns, unknown unknowns, and known unknowns. But this is,
I think I know it was in a press conference or something.
Yeah. Of course, he was talking with the Warner Atkins and the weapons of mass destruction, but like the whole idea of the known unknowns and unknown or known unknowns. We know we don't know. We know, so it's the brain is like known unknown. We know we don't know. But I could really talk forever, but should I wrap this up soon so it doesn't
bite? No, it's great talking to you.
I definitely love saying the podcast here, but I'll give you a chance to say your Instagram after I saw the podcast, if you don't mind.
Sure. So I
where people can reach you if they want to reach out for speaking.
If you go on the website, www.morethanaspeedbump.com. There's my email address on there is jim@morethanaspeedbump.com, and I'll respond to that. I'm on Facebook as well, but the best way to reach me is probably through email. But any kind of outreach or anything in the community, I'd be very interested in hearing about it.
Great. So those links will be in the morethanaspeedbump.com and Jim Scott. And I will definitely have all those links in the description for this podcast. And thank you so much. And like I said,
thank you. It's great to meet you.
Yes. Please stick around for a second after I stop this recording.
Awesome.
Thank you. But thank you everyone for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.